Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
The firm of Harris and Marang. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm. Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Marang.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
Hour 2 here on the firm of Harris and Marang. Jeff Russ behind the glass. Patrick Harris out until next week. He will return on Monday to carry you through into the new year. We will work in your best and worst Christmas gifts. 503-864-6326. Keep them coming. I've got a couple here that have popped up. We'll get to here in a little bit. Also, your Christmas grievances. It's Festivus season, so if you've got grievances, go ahead and let us know.
It's a Festivus miracle.
There you go. We'll get into that in free consultation and get a free consultation. If there's anything in life you want help with, you want us to dive into, you need to deal with the in-laws, not sure what to cook, not sure what to get, last-minute gift ideas, you made a terrible mistake and you need to know how to atone for it. Whatever it is in life, we'll hit that at free consultation here later on the show. But we do have one college football game from this past college football playoff weekend that we did not get to. Ole Miss, number 6 ranked team in the playoff, taking on the Tulane Green Wave, number 11, 41-10. It was 17-3 at halftime, and honestly, I'm surprised it wasn't more because Ole Miss thankfully got to this game in one piece because it looked like they weren't going to.
Right.
Austin Simmons left the game after getting – or excuse me, Austin Simmons. Trinidad Chambliss left the game after getting absolutely smacked, and it was like – oh, no, that's a worst-case scenario right there. He got absolutely laid out. Kawan Lacy, arguably the second-best running back in the country behind Jeremiah Love, left the game with a shoulder injury, which you don't want to see that. He's a big old boy that likes to lower a boom. He can also hit the edge and take off on you. But I haven't seen any updates further on him. The story of this game is Ole Miss went for 500 yards, didn't miss a beat without Lane Kiffin. The Ole Miss faithful all showed up. Old Eli Manning was out there, got a big old cheer. And Golding, the coach that has stepped in, got a massive cheer when he came on the field for warm-ups alongside Eli Manning. So those are kind of the lesser storylines, at least for me. And this sounds terrible, but Lane Kiffin is maybe the biggest winner coming out of this. Because he earned a $250,000 bonus without coaching the game.
Yeah.
I mean.
That LSU is going to pay.
Yeah, that LSU is going to pay.
Yeah. I mean,
what?
What are they doing down there?
I hope you all had a shitty day.
So he signed a 7-year deal worth $91 million. And I think it goes up to 100 with some incentives.
Probably.
But he already got one incentive with Lane Kiffin leaving Ole Miss. And LSU saying, no, we got you. We'll cover you, dog. So we got a quarter milli for not working.
Yeah.
You know what's better than being a fired coach? Being a hired coach who gets paid to not coach.
Right.
What on earth? Nice has work. This happened before?
Nice work if you can get it, huh?
Like, has this happened? I've never heard of this before.
You can get it if you try.
Like, I've worked places as a contractor where, like, a company wanted me to stay on, but I'd already signed on with another company. And the company that I worked for is like, look, we'd like you to stay here a little bit longer. We'll pay you your sign-on bonus with the other company to stay on. I've had that happen. And I was like, oh, word? Yeah. I had the United States government, taxpayers, shout out to you guys. My enlistment bonus got doubled. When I enlisted originally, I was EOD, Explosive Ordnance Disposal. When I was in basic training, there was a massive shortage in a couple of different career fields. TACP, which is Tactical Air Control Party, the people that vector in airstrikes.
Okay.
Combat Controller, who does a little bit the same, but also works with vectoring and clearing airspaces and weather and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
PJ, Pararescue Jumper, the Kevin Costner movie, The Guardian, I think is what it's called.
That's, yes, him and Kelso,
Ashton Kutcher.
Yep.
Yes. Those are Pararescue Jumpers. So I think those ones were Navy and Coast Guard, but they all kind of trained together. And then Intel. And I was like, I don't know, man, I don't want to be stuck behind a desk. And they said, hey, we'll double your enlistment bonus. And I went, oh, word? 17 years old, you're going to double my enlistment bonus? All right, cool, I'll do that. So it happens. But the idea that he got $250,000 for not coaching, boy, that's a pretty sweet deal.
Sure is.
I will say, on the flip side of this, for Ole Miss, this has to feel good. You didn't let up. You didn't show any short. And again, you pasted Tulane during the regular season.
Yeah.
But you also did it again.
Yes. You went out and did what you were supposed to do again.
Pete Golding got kind of serenaded and had the bevies dumped all over him at the end of the game, and they had a home playoff game and they won. And now they're going to go on and take on Georgia in a game that here's where it can get funny, interesting, dicey, hot takey. But what if they go out there and they beat Georgia this time without Lane? What position does that put Ole Miss in going forward?
Well, I mean, it puts them in great position,
right?
You're now I forget that they're just an interim, right? They haven't named a full-time replacement yet.
No, Golden's getting the job.
Oh, Golden's taking. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. So, well, then look, you may have to go back and make a bit of an amendment in that contract that you signed him to then.
It's all a very interesting from a team that we kind of cast it off like, it's fine, it's whatever. Now we're looking at this going, hey, what if they're okay? It could happen.
I mean, they've been a top 5, 6, 10 team the entire season. Lane did a great job.
And Lane's had that team rolling and done incredible. Now, what will they be able to keep and what will Lane be able to poach in the offseason? That transfer portal's opened up here real soon. So what does that look like? And do guys sit out, or do they not? So I think it opens up a couple of interesting storylines. But also of interest, RE storing lines. I suck at this. I swear to God.
You're almost there, dude. Just a couple more hours.
Interesting storylines. There we go. San Francisco 49ers, sweet sassafrassy Moses. Brock Purdy, good? We'll get into that next in what it all means for the NFC West here on the Firm of Harrison Ring, 105.1, The Fan.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
The San Francisco 49ers knock off Indianapolis Colts 48-27. I think we're going to have to drop the bit about the 49ers and them being the most fraudulent team we've ever seen. Because 11-4 is pretty damn unfraudulent.
Well, and they still control their own destiny and can win the NFC West and the number one overall seed in the NFC.
How?
They face the Seahawks week 18.
It doesn't make any sense.
I know, right?
Give me a reason why Kyle Shanahan shouldn't win Coach of the Year.
I'm not sure. Liam Cohen might have something to say about that.
Duval.
Yep.
I mean, it's between Cohen, Shanahan, and Vrabel. Like, those have got to be the coaches, I think, at this point in time. If you want to say McDonald or McVay. God, you know, some coaches are doing a really good job this year. That's for sure. But San Francisco 49ers, as Jeff Ross just said, they do control their destiny. They play the Bears and the Seahawks, both teams that are also fighting for their own particular destinies. But last night, Brock Purdy was 25 of 34, 295, 5 touchdowns. Christian McCaffrey, 21 carries, 117, another 29 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns, while George Kittle turned back the clock, 7 catches, 115 yards and a touchdown. You had DeMarcus Robinson, wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers. This was kind of a wild stat when I saw this come across. DeMarcus Robinson is the first wide receiver this year for the San Francisco 49ers to catch a touchdown not named Juwan Jennings. How is that physically possible? How are you 11-4 and one wide receiver has caught a touchdown for you all year?
Yeah, that's bananas, man. Like, that S is bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
There you go. Yeah.
Like, how? I don't. No comprendo. Just, I've got nothing.
What? Like, sir, one touchdown catch from a receiver on the season.
Well, no. He's the only one who has caught a touchdown pass.
Gotcha. Okay. One
receiver has caught a touchdown pass all year until last night.
So we're just looking at running backs and tight ends.
You're looking at Kittle and McCaffrey.
Man.
It's just like, and Kendrick Bourne. It's just like.
Well, I mean, at some point that has to come back to bite them, though, right?
You'd think, because Ayuk has gone completely insane. There's no Debo Samuel. So it's like, I guess, but it also, does it make this more impressive? Question mark?
I mean, I would say so. Yeah. I mean, if you're pared down that much and you're throwing scoring balls to basically 3 guys all season, maybe 4, and you're still controlling your own destiny and can still be the number one overall seed. Yeah, I think it's still working out. You're doing okay. Overcoming.
Without Bosa, without Warner, you've had injuries up and down your roster the entire year.
Well, that's one thing the Niners are used to, is dealing with you know, butt tons of injuries.
Yeah, I know, but like this many at this level is just, it's hard to reconcile. You had a Brock Purdy stat when we were preparing for the show. What was it?
Oh, because he threw for 5 touchdowns last night. The first 49ers quarterback to do that since Joe Montana 35 years ago. It's a long time. It's a long time. Even I was in junior high then.
Remind me again, quarterbacks between Joe Montana and Brock Purdy, do they have any good ones?
There's been a couple. You had your Steve Young. Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, he did fine while he was there. He did, you know,
they've been above the Mendoza line with quarterback play.
Yeah. Well, especially with the way that scoring has been in the NFL the last few years, several handful of years.
Yeah.
You would think that at some point, yeah, you might have some anomaly and somebody goes off.
Brock Purdy and Trevor Lawrence, best quarterbacks in the NFL.
That might not be ridiculous to say right now.
I wonder how much of playing your best football going into the end of the season, the playoffs. We always talk about this. It's not, you know, what your record is. It's how you're playing. And we've seen this kind of play out in multiple Super Bowl runs now. I wonder if the 49ers are one of those teams. I mean, look at how they've played recently.
It never hurts to get hot at the right time.
They've now won 5 in a row. With the last loss they had, they lost to the Rams 42-26. Now, again, this is who they've played. This is what you always kind of have to weigh these things. Cardinals, Panthers, Browns, Titans, Colts. Who's the best quarterback in this group? It's Bryce Young.
Refresh those teams in my
Cardinals,
head again.
Cardinals, Panthers, Browns, Titans, Colts. Bryce Young's the best quarterback they played in that group.
Yeah. Yeah. Laser Face is trying to come back and make an argument about that. But
so here's the thing. Because the 49ers sucked so much last year, their schedule is significantly lighter.
Right.
And this is where I've always leaned into the they're fraudulent in a sense. But let's not forget, they opened up the season in Seattle with a win 17-13. Now, that Seattle team week one is not a Seattle team this week.
Right.
But this is who they've beaten this year. The Saints, the Cardinals, the Rams in L.A. So that they've got 2 good wins at the Seahawks and at the Rams on the road.
Yeah.
Okay. The Falcons, the Giants, the Cardinals, the Panthers, the Browns, the Titans, and the Colts. Their losses have come to Duval. Jaguars. They've lost to the Buccaneers.
No shame there.
They've lost to the Texans, and they've lost to the Rams.
Okay.
So with the exception of the Seahawks and Rams, the rest of their wins are against really bad teams.
Well, and that's the thing, though, is that, look, this is...
You play who's in front of you.
Yes, exactly. You play who's in front of you, but that is also the mark of a good team, is that you beat the teams that you should beat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they've done.
I agree. It's just... I really don't want to give them any credit. I want to call them fraudulent, but also... It's the NFL.
Yeah.
Like beating bad teams is what good teams do.
Right. Well, and like we said, too, they do control their own destiny, but what they have remaining, Sunday, they host the Bears, and then week 18, they host the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. So that is...
They haven't lost. Here's the thing.
Not an easy final 2 weeks.
No, God, no. This is where I will give them all of the praise and all the credit. They have not lost to a bad team. What is their worst loss between the Jags, Bucks, Texans, and Rams?
I'm going to go with...
They lost.
I'm going to say the Texans, but that was still in Houston.
It was in Houston, and the Texans had the best defense in football by orders of magnitude.
So, I mean, my next choice would have been the Jags,
and that was a Mac Jones game.
Yeah, my next pick would have been the Jags early on because that was Week 4, and so they're still They're still figuring some stuff out with the new head coach and everything. But that's one thing that Jacksonville's done all year is their defense, and all they do is go and rip the ball away from you and take it away.
Yeah.
You're like, no, it's mine.
And that Jags game, the Niners had 4 turnovers, 2 picks, 2 lost fumbles.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, this is one of the more confusing teams I've seen in a really, really long time because
I feel like that we could say that about half of the top of the NFL this year.
You're not wrong.
Because we don't know because
outside the Seahawks and Rams, I think, that's probably
because
true.
Most of the teams that are usually always there
are not.
Aren't.
Yeah.
And so, so everything just feels so wide open.
Because, again, 49ers, they have not lost to a bad team. They have beaten two good teams on the road.
Mm-hmm.
They have taken care of business against bad teams. Isn't that the mark of a good team?
Yes. You beat who you should beat, and you pick up a couple of big wins on the road.
Like, they haven't had...
That's
like,
the mark of a good team.
They lost the Rams 42-26. That's the closest thing they've had to a clunker, but if I remember right, that was the game where Stafford went bonkers. Let me pull that one up.
Let's see here. I got
Yeah, he did. He 24 of 36, 284 touchdowns.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. I was like, I'm pretty sure that was the game where Stafford threw all of them. I think they had a couple short fields in that game, too. But they've also, defensively, against the bad teams... Held the Cardinals to 22, held the Panthers to 9, held the Browns to 8, Titans 24. If I remember right, the Titans scored a couple late. Let me pull that one up. Yeah, the Titans scored 14 in the fourth.
Okay.
To kind of make it a little bit
more. So it wasn't really a 37-24 game.
No, it was 17-10 at half, and then I think it was 31-10 going into the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Let me click here. Yeah, 31-10 going into the fourth. So... It's wasn't it in hand? Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
You know, you packed that one up, and the Titans were like, "Hey, we felt good about
exactly
this."
Like, unless you threw up all over your leg, you were fine.
So, I mean, and then 48-27 last night, and that game was over.
Yeah,
over. Like, you know, it was when I looked up. I think it was it four? I think it was 14-10. At one point in time, I think is what it was. And I was like, all right, this kind of feels like a little bit of a game. Or did the Colts took the lead, I think, right? The Colts scored first, and then that was it. Then they pretty much had it in control the rest of the night. That's what it was. You know, old laser face, Phillip Rivers was out there. Let me tell you, man, for 44 years old, getting that done, that was absolutely wild. 277, mm-hmm. two touchdowns. Like, do we give him comeback player of the year?
For?
Just two games.
For Rivers face?
Yeah.
No. Well, look, we still got a couple weeks left, and no, that's too small of a sample size. Although I guess we'll have to noodle on this and see like who maybe missed all of last year and came back again strong. And
Joe Flacco.
Let's see. There we go. Right. Is he going to do it again?
Just two-time comeback player of the year.
Yeah.
I'm not done. I'm done. No,
two-time comeback player of the year. Hall of Famer Joe Flacco.
Oh God! Don't do this to me. Don't do this to me. I don't want to do this. All right, coming up next, we're keeping it to the NFL. Actually, a crazy story out of this Steelers game. I don't know if you guys saw this, but DK Metcalf slapped a fan, and it may end up costing him $40 million. Ooh, boy. Anybody you slapped $40 million? I don't know about that. That's a little too much money for me. But first, here's the Big Kahuna with the Sports Center update.
You ever had a Big Kahuna burger?
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Just thinking. Jeff Russ, can I interest you in some mildly breaking news?
Absolutely.
You know what you can do?
Huh?
You can come watch the Ducks and Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl with a fan at Grand Central Bowl Arcade and Sports Bar on New Year's Day. We've got a watch party.
Hey, how about that?
Doors open early for the 9 a.m. kick with food and drink specials throughout the day. Stick around after for the Dick Hanna Dealership's post-game scoreboard with Joe Fisher and Jordan Schultz live from Grand Central. For more details, head to the events page at 1051thefan.com.
I could think of lots of worse places to go watch a football game than the old Grand Central Bowl and arcade.
Be a good old time to hang out with all your duck friends and family.
Yeah.
On New Year's Day. You know, the thing is about a New Year's Day 9 a.m. kickoff, mm-hmm. not a lot of places are going to be able to do that. So you can get down right. to Grand Central and have a good old time.
I'm sure they're probably opening up early for that day. But yeah.
You know what else, though, Jeff Rust?
What's that?
You know what you can't count on?
No.
DK Metcalf. But you can always count on Sundays of the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Look at you banging out those reads back to back.
Look at that. Well, old brand man brought me the one for the watch party. I was like, oh, I'll hit that on the next break. You know what? I got an NFL story too. I'm going to hit my Paramount Plus one. I'm going to get two birds, one stone.
There we go.
Professional radio man.
Yes.
That's what they say about me. Professional radioman.
Maybe somebody does.
And somebody out there. I can tell you right now, old DK Metcalf ain't feeling real professional.
Oh.
So if you didn't see it at the end of the game, the Lions-Steelers game, which Steelers won,
mm-hmm.
you think, oh, DK be in a good mood. Well, he was because he saw somebody. I saw a fan hanging over the railing with a Steelers jersey. So he went over there to go talk to him. And now, allegedly, this Lions fan in a blue wig dropped a racist remark to old DK Metcalf, which led to him grabbing and yanking him and throwing him back.
I've read that, because there was a statement released by a law firm.
Yes,
which
in
I
Michigan,
guess he
is hired.
That denied use of not only a racial epithet,
mm-hmm.
but also
misogynistic. And something else.
It was a C word directed at DK toward DK Metcalf's mother.
Misogynistic or hate-based language during the incident. That's according to the Michigan law firm, Sean Head and Sean Murphy of Head Murphy Law Firm. Head Murphy?
I mean, all right, sure.
I mean, I'm just saying, Harrison Meringue sounds better as a law firm.
Well, if you're going to go Head Murphy Head doesn't sound better, I don't think.
Maybe the law firm of Sean and Sean. Because it's Sean spelled S-H-A-W-N and S-E-A-N.
See, but then...
It's Sean and Scene.
But then that feels very like Puka Shell Necklace. Law firm.
Head Murphy.
Suh, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm... Head Murphy, I mean, like, that's a bass player for, like, you know... I'm trying to think of a perfect band here.
I don't know, Bad Religion.
Sublime.
Yeah, there we go.
They're practicing Santeria, I can tell you that. Tell you right now, old DK...
I ain't got no crystal ball.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, the crystal ball is... if I shake the magic eight ball as it pertains to old DK Metcalf... Buddy. Both CBS Sports and ESPN have gotten a hold of DK Metcalf's contract, which, whew, that's tough.
Yeah.
But if he misses these two games,
mm-hmm.
it would void his $45 million in guaranteed money. So he will forfeit $555,556 of his guaranteed salary if his suspension is upheld.
Right.
He is appealing said suspension. It is happening, I believe, right now.
Right.
But if it is upheld
uh-huh.
because of the games played, games missed, it will void $45 million in guaranteed money.
Well, now let me say this, because one of the recent things that I saw was that it's not necessarily that it will. It's that it can. And one of your top like NFL scribes mm-hmm. said it can. They have the ability to do this, but I would be surprised if the Steelers took that approach.
Well, the most recent update on here on ESPN says the suspension would also void.
I'm telling
you right now, I don't want yanking a guy down by his shirt to cost me $45 million.
Right. I think he does still also, though, have the opportunity to earn back at least most of that in the future years of the deal.
Still.
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah.
That's a risky look, man. The idea of, how do I put this? The F around and find out scale. Mm-hmm. I think the finding out here is a little skewed.
Oh, he found out quick. Yeah.
Also, like the repercussions are a little.
Yeah.
And again, I don't think the Steeler ownership would go down this path.
Mm-hmm. Well, like that's what I said. It's like they can. It doesn't. I don't believe it automatically voids it. It can.
Let's take that at that level then. I don't think Steelers ownership would do this per se. But do you ever want to open up the door to a millionaire to not or billionaire to not pay you?
Well, no, of course not. But do you also want said billionaire to tell this star wide receiver that, you know, yeah, he made a bad decision and acted out of pocket, but he's still good. He still performs. And you know what? If this was wide receiver 6 on the team, guess what? He gone.
He gone.
But he's not wide receiver 6. You know? So,
I just saw that. I'm just like, ooh, buddy, that's the dark place. Think about all the times we've seen altercations, both between players and fans. I mean, $45 million. I think that's more than, Ron Artest or Steven Jackson made on any singular contract. And they went in the stands and beat the hell out of folks.
I still remember that night, too. I was working that night at a bar. And I remember watching that and just being...
I celebrate that night in my household.
Just being dumbfounded. I'm like, what is going on here?
That's the book of sometimes people just need to get punched in the face.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, that was a textbook.
There's a whole chapter in that book dedicated
to those
two gentlemen.
That was textbook right
there. Now, old Ron punched the wrong guy. But the one that never gets talked about enough... is the guy that almost died because Jermaine O'Neal slipped.
Mm.
There was a guy that charged Jermaine O'Neal on the court,
mm-hmm.
and J.O. slipped while winding up.
Gotcha. So that's why he almost died.
Yeah.
Because Jermaine O'Neal slipped.
It's a lot like Brad Miller ducking ever so slightly when Shaq did the full windmill punch with Miller not looking. Do you remember that? Shaq wound up, like, if you're listening on the radio, had his fist above his shoulder and did, like, the cartoon, like, full circle wind-up hammer swing. And it just grazed Brad Miller's ear.
Uh-huh.
That freaking 25-pound hand with that much force swung down on the back of Brad Miller's head could have legitimately killed him.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because
not
what?
Looking
Shaquille O'Neal,
back
not
of the head.
Individual.
I would argue Shaq is the most powerful human in the existence of humans. It's him or Brian Shaw. Like,
well, I'll go. But I'm going to go with a Magnus for Magnuson.
Brian Shaw beat him out, and he's bigger.
What do we got? We got a Chris Henry in there somewhere too.
Ooh, Chris Henry's up there, or Mark Henry.
Mark Henry.
Chris Henry running back.
Yes, sorry, Mark Henry.
Very fast.
Yes, Mark Henry. Excuse me. Former strongman and WWF slash E.
Have you
wrestler.
Seen Brian Shaw?
No, I don't even know. Look, you say Brian Shaw, and I think of an NBA point guard.
Oh, no. Brian Shaw is the world's strongest man. He's 6'8". This is when he was competing. I want to say he was 6'8", 430 pounds. He went to one of those bio labs.
Oh, he's big.
Oh, buddy. There's a picture of him next to...
He looks
to-
like he ate the NBA player, Brian Shaw.
Yes. He went and did one of those bio labs where they do all the measurements. Like they put you in the tub. They have like all of the inner body measurements, like a deep body scan, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He was 440 or 430 pounds. His pure muscle mass was 330 pounds.
Let's see here. He won the 2011, 2013, 2015, 2016 World's Strongest Man competitions, making him one of only five men to win the World's Strongest Man four times or more.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to go down a YouTube rabbit hole, go watch what he eats in a day.
6'8", 430.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good Lord, dude.
His bone density was something like one in 500 million. So basically there was like 10 people on the planet who had his bone density. This guy's dinosaur bones.
You need to go walk up to this guy in a bar and poke him in the chest.
Oh, God. He's a big cuddly teddy bear, too. Like every time you see him and everything, he's like the nicest guy ever. But the stuff that he does, like they had to invent new events for him. Because he was just so strong.
Yeah, like the tractor tire flips weren't enough.
No, like he flipped the tractor. It's just like, what is going on? But yeah, that's DK Metcalf. Poor guy. Honestly, hope the suspension isn't upheld.
Well, and I guess...
So it's not even an option.
Right. Well, here's the thing, too, is that...
Fine him.
You wonder,
fine him.
You wonder what he heard versus what the guy said.
Mm-hmm.
And how much those two mesh.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
There's probably... I don't want to say there's probably a spot in the middle. Staggering majority of the time, when a player reacts that way, they heard what they heard.
Right.
There are the occasions where Westbrook got really mad at Westbrook.
Right.
Dawn Staley.
Which, sorry, dude. Deal that's with it. Soft.
Dawn Staley said a fan or a player at a BYU game used a racial slur, and every video and every microphone showed it did not happen.
Gotcha.
Like, yeah. Could somebody else somewhere else in the arena have said something, or could they have misheard something?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I have been in tunnels where I have heard things and I'm just like, ooh, you're a bigger man than I am.
Yeah. Well, and look, with this appeal, they will go back. They'll check the tape. They'll parse through it like the Zapruder film.
They're going to bring in that woman that does lip reading on TikTok.
Exactly. And so they'll be like, oh, they're going to be like, dude, he didn't say it. Or they'll be like, all right, there's a chance, little bit, but we still got to give you a game. We still got to give you a game.
I saw a TikTok the other day, a father who has a deaf daughter, and he goes, I love it when we go out to restaurants because I get to use my daughter's superpower. And it's lip reading.
Oh,
and there's a couple across the room having a fight. And he goes, give me the tea. And she's signing him everything that's going on. Well, the woman is actually mad about this, and it's because the guy did this. And I'm just like, oh, that's... I don't want to be deaf, but being able to read lips like that well, just across the room, just so you can, like, what's going on over here?
It's like, it's almost like I wish I could have had the lip reading power that one time I crop dusted a table and they got an argument over it. She got up and stormed out.
Mm.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? I didn't even, did I fart?
I walked up and I was like, can I get you anything else? Just need the bill.
Just drop one more as you go. Love it. All right, come up next on Web Gems.
It was me.
I mean, that's what Draymond Green was saying last night. Did you see the Draymond Green
show? No, all I've seen is I have not seen video of it. All I've seen is that Draymond and Steve Kerr had a little bit of a kerfuffle. And I'll tell you what, if it's just between those two dudes, I know what side I'm on.
I get it. And I think you might be right. Draymond Green, Steve Kerr, the Warriors. Are we watching the crumbling of a dynasty? We'll get that next here on Web Gems on the farm of Harrison Ring, 105.1 The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Now, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
Well, last week it was Puka Nacua. This week it's Draymond Green. It's the very bad world of what are you doing? Please stop doing this. Ay, ay, ay. Well, with the Warriors, though, it's the crumbling of what was a dynasty. And if you missed it last night, late in the third quarter, Draymond Green commits a turnover, barking at the refs. Steve Kerr calls a timeout, brings him over to the huddle, and it erupts in this full-on drag-out screaming match between Kerr and Draymond. Not uncommon for this to happen not only with Draymond, but just in the NBA. Guys yell, guys scream. It's very heated. It's very competitive.
Right.
But Draymond stormed off, went to the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed there until the end of the third quarter.
Took his ball and went home.
He eventually came back out after Buddy Hield, Jimmy Butler, Al Horford, a couple front office members went back there and checked on him. But he just sat at the end of the bench with his warm-ups on and never went back in because Steve Kerr flat out said I wasn't going to put him back in. This follows a game in which he played, was it 8 minutes? He was played 8 minutes.
Mm.
Yeah, he ejected in after 8 minutes in their game against the Suns, and played only 18 minutes before deciding to take his ball and go home last night. Steve Kerr said, "We need Draymond. He's a champion. We've been together for a long time. It's unfortunate what happened, but it happened."
How many times have they had to say that about Draymond Green in his career at Golden State?
It's
unfortunate that it happened, but it happened.
I mean, kicking people in the nuts. That happened a lot.
I feel like it's multiple times a season. At what point is it not worth it? Especially because now he's getting older.
And he's lost it. Offensively, he's a zero now. And teams are playing him as an absolute zero offensively. And the Warriors are searching for things and they don't have answers. Steph Curry in the postgame. "The questions are a little bit more negative than they should be. I get why you're asking them, but downstairs right now, the DJ has a good playlist going. The guys are getting their work in. We're having a good time because we're winning." It's like, nothing to see here. Please disperse. Draymond, "We've been at this now for a long time. Sometimes you're with people for a long time and there's a level of comfort and S happens. We move forward."
See, that sounds like somebody that doesn't ever want to take any sort of responsibility for his part in anything. Like, he's basically just kind of saying, "Hey, you know what? S happens. And it's not because I make S happen. It's just because S happens."
Before he said that, "I'm not frustrated at all. I had one turnover today. I had the ball the whole time I was in the game. I know how to fix problems when they're a problem. I had one turnover in my minutes. I essentially ran our offense."
And the lack of self-awareness award goes to?
Then the completely different stories, but Puka Nacua.
Yeah.
Self-awareness.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, at least Puka's still, you know,
producing. Young and dumb.
Well, and producing.
Yeah.
But at least he's still young and dumb. Draymond should know better. But of course he doesn't.
It's just, I know I'm in the minority of a lot of fans that don't like Draymond Green. I love him.
See, for me, Draymond, he's on that short list of guys that I would never, ever want on my team.
I would.
And be forced to root for.
I would.
You got your Draymond Green. You got your Dylan Brooks.
See, Dylan Brooks is on that list for me.
John
Morant's on that list for
me. There we go. Exactly.
Trae Young is on that list for me.
There we go.
Russell Westbrook is on that list for
me. There we go.
LaMelo Ball is on that list for me. Kelly Olynyk is on that list for me. Dirty as hell.
Yeah, I don't know enough about Olynyk for that, but
he's
the rest of those
separate
cats,
like three guys' shoulders.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hanging on to arms.
Now, here's the flip side. I love guys like Draymond. Mm-hmm. I love guys like Rajah Bell. I was talking to
look, there's a difference between having like some fire
Rajah
under your
Bell
arse.
Clotheslined Kobe into a wall.
Yeah, well, I'm sure a lot of people wanted to clothesline Kobe into a wall.
I was talking to his co-host with The Ringer. I was here the other night. And I was like, "Can you do me a favor? Can you next time you talk to Rajah, can you just tell him that a guy in Portland loves him?" Because nobody cheered harder or louder when he knocked Kobe on his butt.
There you go. But yeah, you know, and you still even have some of your other hard asses out there that you would absolutely love to have on your team. Mm-hmm. Like, one of the guys that tops my list for that is like a Steven Adams.
Oh God, yes, but he's also like the nicest guy ever.
Right, exactly. But he's on the court. You don't
games.
You
are
don't
not
effer
played.
Out with that
games. I mean, Draymond did kick him in the balls.
Well, I guess that took some balls for Draymond to kick him in the balls.
Just a little,
and not expect a little bit of retribution.
So it's a dicey place.
But yeah, so there's a fine line there between guys that play with fire the right way versus the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I think that Steven Adams is on that line of like the right way. Draymond is not.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what the Warriors do. Do they try to make another move? Do they try to extend Steph's window?
Are they really going to try to trade for Klay again?
God. They're floating out there that they're a Giannis destination if he gets moved. And I'm just like, no, I don't see that happening. But okay, we'll figure that out. We'll burn that bridge when we get to it. Right? That's not going to happen. All right, coming up in hour number three, we're going to get back to some college football. I got a little college football grab bag. Also, free consultation, 12:15. But also, we will have another segment thrown in there. Best and worst Christmas gifts. Submit them now. 503-864-6326. Free consultation as well as airing of grievances. Any grievances that you have that you want to get out before we get into the Christmas season, as we are now 12 hours, 1 minute, and 10 seconds away.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
From Christmas Eve. We'll get to that next here in hour number 3 of the firm of Harrison Marang, 105.1, The Fan.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.